George Balke, our middle of the week Wednesday morning money man.
Happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday to you too. You've got a few numbers of your own that you wanted to focus on this morning.
2 + 2 = 4.
Okay, I learned that in school. 2 + 2 = 4.
Yeah, well, you know, whether you're graduating from high school, post-secondary, or lots of us finally graduating to being financially responsible adults, 2 + 2 might sound simple, Phil, but it's not as much of a math example as a reminder to use basic common sense. It's actually, I read about this 2-3 years ago, it's a huge poster in the office of a major Wall Street investment guru. In other words, if it doesn't add up, be careful, because there's something wrong. But how many times do we not stop and think before investing, before borrowing, before making some really bad financial decisions? I'll give you some really common examples where 2 + 2 does not equal 4, where common sense just gives you that warning sign. You can borrow your way to wealth. Sorry, but no matter how great the interest rate, when you borrow, it's debt. And that is the total opposite of building wealth.
All right, I'll go there for you in a blink, in a heartbeat.
You receive $25 million from a distant relative if you just send some money up front to Nigeria. Come on. That does not come anywhere near 2 + 2 = 4.
And just doesn't it continue to amaze that people, with all the exposure, and you just talked about it again, with all the exposure, people are still doing it.
Yeah, leasing a vehicle. Let me get this straight. You pay for 3 or 4 years, and then you just return the vehicle. All those payments, and you're taking the bus home. Or you're starting another car rental cycle. It just defies logic that you don't have something that's going down in value that you've paid for. In internet startup company, you get an email tip. Their stock has tripled in the last month. They have no earnings. They've been in business less than a year. But if you jump on this stock, you're going to get rich. You know, it's ready for the crash as soon as you invest.
Tried it once, lost a bundle.
Yep. I don't need to start saving for retirement for a few more years. Ah, that common sense of delaying. If you're 20, $9,300 will turn into $1 million when you retire. That's if you're 20. If you wait until age 45, you need to sock away $150,000. Okay, does $9,300 sound easier or $150,000? If you wait until 55 before you get serious, because retirement is much, much closer, you'll need to put $400,000 in the bank. So if you agree that 2 + 2 = 4, are the odds better you can save $9,300, or are the odds better you can save $150,000 to $400,000?
You know, you've always held out that formula. Tell your kid to put $10,000 in the bank, and once they've done that, they can do what they want with the rest of their paycheck.
Yeah, it's the chapter in the money book, 3-page chapter, which I'm sure anybody can read, even someone that knows 2 + 2 = 4, and it's a 3-page chapter. Put $10,000 away, retire a millionaire. Trying to outsmart the entire investment world by jumping in and out of investment. Okay, there are computers that sell billions of dollars of stocks a day. They try to gain 1/10 of a second and spend millions to get that 1/10 of a second on one another. But you think you can do it for an hour at home at night or in your pajamas with the information that's going to be hours and hours old. That's why day traders lose 93% of the time. You and I don't have enough knowledge to do our own investment.
And yet people are lining up to take those courses to learn how to be a day trader.
Uh-huh. And while we're on that subject, many ads for a ton of products and services promises you something for nothing. Does that seem like 2 + 2 = 4? Does that add up? The weight loss industry, as an example, advertises like crazy in January because of our New Year's resolutions. And right now, they're advertising like crazy because, newsflash, bathing suit season's coming with all kinds of promises. Just one pill and everything will be solved. This is a business with a 99% failure rate. Does that sound like 2 + 2 = 4?
And since you've started this sort of little itemized checklist, my friend. None of the scenarios are into the basic math, the simple math of 2 plus 2 equals 4. So where does George Balkhi's next book on common sense come from?
Common sense is just so uncommon. One more, Phil. Thanks for asking. You have a chance to get a 20% investment return. Okay, let me get this straight. Parking your money at the bank gets you 0.5%. Parking your money under your mattress gets you nothing. Does it sound like 2 and 2 equals 4 when someone is promising you a 20% return, which is 40 times a safe return? That's gambling. It's massively high risk and maybe fraudulent. You know, maybe our schooling stops. Our schooling stops when we graduate high school. Our schooling stops when we graduate post-secondary. But in every one of our lives, the learning can never stop, because if your school stops and your learning stops, you're in big trouble with your career just as much as your financial success.
You know, everything you've said really suggests that what you really need to do is take some of that money and head to the casino, because your odds of winning are better there than anywhere else.
Yeah, 2 plus 2 still doesn't equal 4, but it, you know, at least in 15 minutes, you know if you've doubled it or not. Mosaic still has some more copies signed downstairs. If you can't get to Mosaic, and you should, Amazon.ca, the $20 is worth thousands and thousands of dollars. And sometimes, as you said, common sense is really uncommon.
Absolutely. Hands down, the best gift you can give to a graduate, whether they're leaving high school, whether they're leaving university, or maybe they're just somebody who's kind of plugged in and just doesn't seem to get 2 plus 2 equals 4. George's book will absolutely, hands down, get you there.